from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trubisky just trying to hit it, double touches, forces the overthrow. Killebrew's right there for the easy interception. Not much more after it, but it sets the Steelers up in good field position. Let's see if the offense can capitalize off of it.
We've seen a lot of that with Trubisky in Pittsburgh over the years. One of the reasons why he's no longer here.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. On ESPN, they're arguing whether or not a preseason behind-the-back pass was Patrick Mahomes' best play of all time. I'm going to go with no.
I'm going to go with no. As they show a highlight of him in the Super Bowl.
Is a preseason behind-the-back pass the best play he's ever made? No. No, that's not.
Yeah, okay. It's definitely not.
It would be funny if on one of these shows, they just go to the panel and everyone just says that, like, Dan Orlovsky, what do you think? No. Okay. Who is that? Daniel Jeremiah? Or is that?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Daniel? No. Oh, all right. Okay. Moving on.
Yep.
No, it's definitely not.
Move on to our next subject.
Could anybody else get away with that? Or would, if anybody else tries that, are they going to be mocked?
Well, Caleb Williams maybe could try it. Right? If he tried it in the preseason, well, I guess if it didn't work for him, though, it would be like, stop trying to be Mahomes.
Yes.
You're trying too hard. Is, you know, the line would be, if it didn't go well, is Caleb Williams trying too hard to be Patrick Mahomes? Something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I need some drafts. I need some fantasy drafts.
Yeah. Right. I got two this week, one on Thursday, and then I got one that we go away for on the weekend, which will be really fun.
I know what I wanted to talk about that we hadn't talked about yet. So you've seen the Bills' pictures to the new stadium. Seven club pictures. They tweeted it out. There was four in the picture. You go to the article, you click seven different. Now, we have seen these pictures before.
At the stadium experience?
I don't know about that.
I don't remember where.
I don't know if I saw them at the stadium experience or at the Bills when they invited us down to take a look and we toured the stadium. We've been graciously asked. We're thankful. Whatever. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's nice to take those tours. I remain very excited about the future stadium. I have some questions. I have some concerns. I have my disagreements with how they've gone about getting people excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, that's whatever. That's all just my opinion. I'll say this about these new pictures that have been released.
Mm-hmm.
They're all club seat pictures.
Yeah.
And
club
lounge,
like more of like the where you go to like meet up with people.
Yeah, let's just say there's an awful lot of couches, a lot of people watching football on couches.
Yep, there's a bar in one of them.
Yeah, yeah,
or a couple of them.
And I made a point to read the responses because you get to see. Sure, I mean it's Twitter, and sometimes people are maybe tilted towards complaining, but you know I want to see what people wrote back to what the Bills sent out. And man, it was a lot of getting just panned for this does not look like a place that's built for Buffalo. This does not look like a place where I'm watching football. Why am I in this room and not watching the game? Why this? Why that? And there is a point to be made there that the rooms they showed in these pictures, Joe,
these are the premium spaces.
The premium spaces. Yeah. I will only see these spaces if somebody invites me. Right. I'll never walk into these rooms.
Right.
Maybe on a tour. But I'll never walk into one of those rooms.
Right.
I don't even know how many. In the current stadium, I might have been to a suite twice.
Mm-hmm.
Never in. You know, these parts of the stadium will be a rumor to a lot of people. And for a stadium who the selling point is built for Buffalo, it's time to show people how that might be true.
Mm-hmm.
Show me how it's built for Buffalo. Anybody? Can anybody shoot? I complain on the radio about these fly-throughs that we don't get, and I like to play it up and make a jerk out of myself a little bit. But the reality is, I think the people would really like to see what it might look like to be built for Buffalo, and these couch lounge vibes are not accomplishing that. I know you're selling your suites, you're selling your club level,
mm-hmm.
but man, this does not look like a place where I would ever have gone to watch a football game. I've never sat in a room like this anywhere? Huh. I don't know.
Yeah. It's not that part of it. It's definitely not the built for Buffalo part of it. I mean, what you really want is, I mean, you kind of like joke about like the fly-through stuff. Like that would be, I think, what would be accomplishing, like, hey, this is how it's built for Buffalo. Because at the end of the day, what does Built for Buffalo kind of mean? Like, for me, a lot of it is fans want to go to watch the game. Right? Like, other stadiums, other new stadiums, Atlanta comes to mind for me for this. LA as well, where those fan bases, especially LA, because they weren't even established until a couple years ago, you kind of need the other stuff. You need the suite level. You need the premium spaces to draw people in those markets a lot more. Versus here, I feel like Built for Buffalo is more like most people here just want to watch the game. And you give them better amenities and like, no, that's nice. That's perfect. But watching the game, so your sight lines and kind of like, you know, what it looks like when you're actually in there. How do I see the field? Yeah, it's not that. I mean, these areas are very nice. Like, there's almost like a nightclub looking vibe to the one where it almost looks like the players are walking through in like a little bit of a tunnel, but there's like an area for fans to sit next to it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's very nice. I mean, that's going to be obviously a huge part of it. That's a big big way you're able to add revenue in this new stadium that the league would have been pressuring. I'm sure the Bills, like, you got to get a new stadium. Why? Because these spaces are going to make more money than the current stadium. You don't have spaces like this. LA's got them, Atlanta's got them, Dallas has got them, and even if you have a quarter of them, maybe that's what Built for Buffalo means, is these spaces, there's like a fourth of them that they're going to exist in the other new stadiums.
Right. They always were going to exist. I don't have a problem with their existence. But for the fan that is yet to take the stadium experience, it keeps hearing it's built for Buffalo and sees all these updates on construction, can see it vertically going, okay, where's the part that's built for me? I'd love to see part of where I'm Buffalo. Where's my part? Where's the part that's built for me? And they're still, you know, the plan, the approach is to not have that part be public yet, to, I guess, build enthusiasm, to show how nice it's going to be. I have no doubt it's going to be very nice. It's like a tour of... It's like MTV Cribs. Like, wow, what a house. I mean, I'll never have a theater like that in my house, but wow.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that pool. Two pools. This is a great little tour. I'll never actually have something like this, but maybe I'll get invited.
I think if I were a fan looking to buy season tickets right now that hasn't been invited to the stadium experience yet, if you told me, like, you can get a rendering of one thing that you want to see the most, show me the concession level.
Yeah.
What does that concourse look like? Show me, in full scope and in different angles, whatever that means, show me what that looks like.
It's like in politics, is it kitchen table issues? Hmm. Like, a kitchen table issue in the stadium is... Yeah, what will it be like to actually attend a game for someone that's not in one of those rooms?
Yeah.
So
Pat Hammer tweeted over the weekend that lightning struck the stadium. You see that?
I did see that.
One of the steel beams at the construction site. Sure, nothing came of it.
That's probably in the design. We'll find out how that works.
Lightning resistant?
Yeah, it's going to get struck by lightning.
I think most things that are tall are probably lightning resistant, right? To some degree.
Sure.
I feel like you have to be. Because it's going to happen.
Wembanyama, you think he is?
He should be.
He's tall.
Yeah.
Spencer Brown.
Is Spencer Brown lightning resistant? Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to check those out, they're at buffalobills.com. I saw a very consistent, snarky comment about what the Bills revealed. This picture is like, looks like a really nice airport lounge, which that sounds like an insult, but then I would ask a question just... Hand up in the air. What place that is public and nice currently doesn't look like an airport lounge? Isn't that kind of the vibe of everything? Not everything, but art galleries are public places, but those are not exactly supposed to be utilized. If you go to any fancy country club, a lot of them are they are very old. In fact, something that's really old carries character. When you build something new, building in new character can be difficult to do. And that's why they end up looking like airport lounges. So that's, again, like built for Buffalo, the colors, the facades, the bricks. We know that they're working on everything from every single wall. What element can it have where it's got a built for Buffalo element to it? I know those things are still coming. We know those things are still coming. It's a matter of when will anybody see that? Because right now you continue to show price, you know, we learn of prices that are not exactly built for Buffalo and experiences that are newly built to Buffalo, but the whole vision of the stadium as how it's supposed to fit in perfectly in the community and how we watch games, that is still the diamond that they are holding. They are not giving you anything like that yet.
The best I can do for that is one thing you can notice in a lot of these renderings that they released from like the club levels and the premium spaces is that almost all of them, there's giant glass walls to the field, right? Like kind of everywhere. It looks like most places you're at, you'll see the field, or you'll be able, like, it's right there. That's the best I can do for that.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Bills and Panthers. Maybe Xavier Leggett. What's his status? We haven't seen him yet.
He's back practicing last week.
Okay.
So maybe he hasn't had a lot of hype, but that's because he hasn't been on the field. So, yeah. And hey, Worthy times 100 is going to be tied to Coleman Moore. They did also trade the Xavier Leggett pick.
Yes, they did.
For Coleman. It's in Carolina. I don't know how many people expect Carolina to do anything of real damage in the NFL, let alone anything that threatens the Bills. But, yeah, he'll be interesting to see this week. He was a guy I really liked that I think, isn't he supposed to be a guy that can run like all the routes and do it all, big body? But again, he hasn't flashed at all anything in the offseason that I've seen.
Remembering pre-draft, I mean, when we talked to Joe Marino, Lockdown Bills podcast, he had him as wide receiver 4.
Yep.
And it was his 4, number 4.
His bigger concerns were his age and how long it took him to break out.
Yep. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550.
By the way, very quickly, on the preseason this weekend, are you tracking it all? You're an Atlanta guy, right? You're a Falcons fan now?
Yeah.
What are they doing with Michael Penix?
Oh, yeah, he didn't even play.
They're resting him?
He's in street clothes. They saw enough in practice that they don't have to get him reps.
Isn't that kind of weird?
It's very weird.
He's your rookie quarterback that you drafted, and everyone was confused in the first place that you drafted him, and now you arrive at the preseason, and I would think, well, I'm not going to see him this year, and when the way I signed Cousins, I might not even see him next year. The only time, if I'm a Falcons fan, the only time I'm ever going to get to see this dude play in maybe the next 2 years is in the preseason, and you're holding him out of the preseason? I don't know, it's just very weird to me that they're not playing him.
Yeah, they could have drafted a lot of different options there.
Right? They're treating him as though he's going to play this year.
Well, you know what? This kind of gets to the Pittsburgh point we had a little bit ago. Maybe they're thinking, we are not going to pick this high again. Kirk Cousins is too high. Kirk Cousins gives us too high of a floor, I should say. And if we want a quarterback, we like this guy. We're going to take him. Because Cousins is probably 2 years, and then we've got a guy we like. Otherwise, where are they picking? 19?
Like this year, they'll probably pick. You probably think they'll pick in the 20s, right?
I do think they'll pick in the 20s this year.
Yeah.
So, okay, should we take one that we can't use, or should we take one like next year? But then, 23rd?
But then we're going to take him and then not. We're going to treat him like he's almost the starter.
I know. It is. I'm not saying it's not odd, but
it's odd. Also,
to me, there is a path to success if the thought is we're not going to be this high again.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall and hear like what's going on. He's an older quarterback prospect too.
Yeah,
he's already he's almost as old as Darnold, 25, I think. So it's just I'm interested to see how that plays out. And Cousins, they can't really do anything with, like, for 2 years. Yeah. So it's kind of a long-term, I think, problem. Not even problem. It's just a long-term situation there.
Extendo Sports coming up. Then Sal, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, recapping preseason game number 2 here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.